begin.
Okay, we left off very tail end of Sipe, and probably try to go straight into Sifin, even though I told you to follow Ron McComas in order, because it'll be the category be more similar. The end of Sipe, we left off. The Rama writes, the Yeshom Shemumer Shenerek Bidei Nofrin is Misablon Allah. If you have a Jewish man who's an apostate, went off the derech and became a Catholic, Chmonel Islam, and then he was killed by Goyim, Chmonel Islam, what's the din? Are you Misablon Allah? So, this is all in the category of situation where you saw the person killed. So, here the Rama writes that you have to be misabel on the person. So this goes to the heart and core as to the reason as to why you would mourn on a mumer shenerach. The Shachar in Sifkan Yud quotes from the Levush that the stomach of the fellow was hirer v'tshuva before he died. If you're mahar v'tshuva before you die, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives you. Obviously it's got to be sincere. Rabbi Elazar ben Dodai, Gemara Vodazara, who is Kona along with the Shachas. Gemara Vodazara says, because he did many Averis in his life, but he was Mahar Balibo right before he was Nifter, he was Kona Olomo. So that's what the Shach writes. That's what the Levush writes. However, the Shach, Alpidagos, Ashrin, or Zarua, say no. They say because he was killed by Goyim. And being killed by Goyim, the Misa itself is a Kapar. Okay? So, however you want to say it, Lamaisa, but there are two reasons why we would be misabel on a mumer shenerek. But the Levush writes at the Shachter and Sifkat and Test, the Sifkat earlier says, Lamaisa, the Levush writes, Lamaisa, we're not misabel alav, and the Shach is doich is dvarov, and the paskins, we are misabel. So, what is the Nekudas Samachlaikis? So, it could very well be that the Nekudas Samachlaikis is, the Rama has a line here where he says, the Chain Mumar Kata, Shehimerim Aviv Ima. Did you see that, Lamaisa? You have a Mumar Katan. He went off the derech. He didn't go off the derech on purpose. His parents took him to be Catholics. Davi Ka'anis, he's an Anis. Says the Rama, Yesh Omrim De'ein Mis'ablin L'chein Iker. And that's what the Mechaber writes in Shin Mem Hei Siv Vav as well. The Mechaber says that in Shin Mem Hei Siv Vav. So what is the Rama going on? So according to Levush, he's going on both dinim that the Rama quoted. Number one, the Mumar that was killed by the Goyim, and also on the Katan Mumar. When the Rama writes L'chein Iker, he was going on both. So that's why the Levush says you shouldn't do it, because the Rama chimed in on this. However, the Shach says no. The Rama is only going on the last din, that you're not misabel on the Katan Mumar. But on the first din, that if your Mumar was killed by Goyim, that Lamaisa, you absolutely do Halach Lamaisa. So I want you to get, it's technical, but I want you to get it. This Machloikis, Levush and Shach, whether practically you are misabel on a mumer that was killed by Goyim, depends how you learn up that Rama when he says, Yeshom ne misabel chen iker. Was that just going on the last case? That's the way the Shach learns. Or was it going on both? That's the way the Levush learns. Okay, so let's get that, how to learn it. And let's finish up Sif A. The Rama concludes by saying, someone who goes off the derech, who's portion midarche atzibor, afo pishe misablim aleihem, misablim al b'nehem. However, if their kids, Lamaisa, died in front of you, you definitely are misabel, Lamaisa, and there is that notion of misablin. You have to keep in mind, we're in the simon about kriya, but the lashon of misablin here comes in, and maybe that would be, we'll see later, maybe an hour, really the whole day, but maybe chiseled down to an hour based on mixtium kakulo. So there's a notion of feeling bad, Lamaisa, at this tragedy that you witnessed and saw this death. So not only there's this Chab HaNafkamina on Kriya, but a Chab HaNafkamina on Avelis too as well. Okay, so that finishes up Sif Hey. Let's continue now upon Sif Vav and go on to Zayin and Ches. Is a similar topic. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Tanya Kufayim Beis Vneimah Meisim Bonav of Noisu Shal Adam Kishen Tan Rachmanu Litzlan. Why does a person, if they lost young children, Lamaisa, they lost young children, they died, because you did not cry and mourn on an unkosher. Very severe concept. So the Mechaber writes in Siv Vav, Al Adam Kosher, Shenachosh, Al Shum Aveira, Lo Al Shum Bittel Mitzvah, Lo Sonny Shomane. Someone's an Adam Kosher, someone's not Kosher in any Aveira, he's not Kosher in Bittel Mitzvahs, Lo Sonny Shomane. What is Lo Sonny Shomane? You would ask me in Seder, it's a Gemara's Losh and Yuzayim off him like Kotnar Masifta. It means that people, learners, don't hate him. He doesn't have a bad reputation. Afa Pishin a Gadol B'Torah, even though he's not a Gadol B'Torah, Abishol Amid B'Shas Nesiyas Hashama, and even though what? You weren't there B'Shas Nesiyas Hashama, Chayiv L'Kro Alav. So it seems like if you heard a person die, you weren't even at the event you have to tear Kriya. Unbelievable. Mishach and Tzivkot Yad Aleph says that according to the Rabban Rabbeinu Yonah, what is an Adam Kosher? He's a good guy. He's Machzer Achar Gimelus Chasadim. He's a good guy. So the Shach says, someone wants you to know what is a good, what is an Adam Kosher? The Shach's definition in our Siman that we're learning today. A guy who goes Gimelus Chasadim is not a Gadol B'Torah, but he's what? He's an Adam Kosher. So it's an amazing thing. You have to tear Kriya. And this brings us to the Gemara, L'maisin Moikom Dachavim and Aleph, the story with Rav Safra. When Rav Safra died, none of the Rabbanim tore Kriya. They said, we didn't learn from it. We didn't learn from it. Abai says, what are you guys doing? Me Tanya Rav Shemes? Achachim Shemes. He was a Gadol. He was a Gadol. Well, call Yom Shemaitzim, put him in the Midrash. We say Mahalchim from him. Sover might have a hot day. The Rabbanim said, okay, we're wrong, but it's too late. It's too late. I'm going to buy again, you're wrong. Tanina Chacham goes, my chosen, ask me, I'm the Kroya. Anytime you say, ask me, I'm the Kroya. Some of them are clouds, and then when they heard that, they better do it right away. He said, no, wait till this Hesper. I'm going to buy it. Hanya Chacham, the Kfoy, the best paid. Wait till we say over Hesper, and then you'll turn the Kroya. It's like a little bit, you know, they've made two mistakes, right? Number one, they say, he said, doesn't say Rav. Number two, we say over Sukkis, right? So they said, okay, we'll fix it right away. It's kind of like the Mapilin. You know the Mapilin? They wanted to fix what was done right away. That's not the way you do it. It's a process. You have to get it right. It's not a quick fix. It's not fast food. When you're doing a veteran, it takes a process. Edward Bernstein, Shlita, the great goner here in Sisrael, said, one of the concepts of Tisha B'Av, the Eichel, with the keenness, he said, you need a preparation to go into an elbow. It's not a quick fix. Not something like fast food. You do a terrible thing, it takes a process. You have to reestablish a relationship. Ma'apilim said, I'll do it in a second. No, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're not going to do it in a second. You've done a terrible thing. It takes a long time, a process, an elbow to get ready. The Tisha B'Av is the preparation for the elbow, which is the preparation for the Yom Noroi. Okay. Let's define now, Vayter. What does it mean in Adam Kosher? When does it mean this, L'maisa? Halacha L'maisa. So, the Beis Yosef here quotes in the Berek Abayis, it's a part of the Beis Yosef. It's a special sefer, written by the Beis Yosef, of course. And he points out that L'maisa, there are three major Rishonim here in this topic. And that is, number one, only someone who is there B'Shas Nesiyas Hashama. That's what the Rav Yah writes. He was B'Shas Nesiyas Hashama of Adam Kosher, the after tear Kriya. The Ron has a suffix about it, but that's what the Rav Yah sheet is. Second sheet is the Ramban and the Rosh, at least according to Beis Yosef and the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that anyone, bless you, that was in front of the mace, you need to tear Kriya. Meaning you were not there B'Shas Nesiyas Hashama, but you happened to pass by the mace before he was buried. Okay. And then the third sheet, according to the Tur and the Bach, shot in the Rosh and the Tur, anyone who hears about the death of a Adam Kosher as long as it's between the Misa and Kfur, even though you were not Nimsa with them, so you weren't there B'shas to see Shama. You didn't pass by him before he was buried. You just heard about it. That's enough. Appreciate this. So it's nearer from the Mechaber that he holds like the Ramban, the middle sheet. Alanim Kasha Avishal Lam Amid Shastir Shama Chayv the Krolav Usha Omid Sham. I'm going to stress the word Sham Bei Nisa L'Kfur. So that's the Mechaber. Pashup Shad he holds like who? He holds like the Ramban. Now the Shach is Medayik there in Sifkot Yibes and wanted you to see from the word Sham that the Mechaber Ramais is holding like the Ramban. They are not chayav dekro unless you're omer the fames. However, the shach frek the kasha from the mechaber or achayim. The mechaber siman tov kuf mem zayin sivov. Smashvi holds like the rush. Val adam kasha and korelim can yada ben misle kfura. Smash like the rush. As long as you heard about it, yada doesn't say you had to pass by. And the shach lemaisa holds like the rush in the tour. So lemaisa. It's interesting that the Shach's Medayik from Mur Shaman brings up what? Brings up a steer in the Mechaber. Because in Orach Chaim Tamashi, it's always like the Rosh. Lemaisa, he says, Yadah. And the Shach Lemaisa says, Miwa, Idna Nog, Lahaka, Bechol Idin. He says, we're Mekel on this. The Shach says, we're going to get to more. But according to the way the Beis Yosef says, Maz with the Rosh, that he's holding what? Holding like the Ramban, it comes out that there's no steer at all. Because the way the Beis Yosef was Mazbah the Rosh, as I mentioned, the Beis Yosef is Mazbah the Rosh, so he holds like the Ramban. If you hold like the Ramban, Lamaisa, then as long as what? If you hold like the Ramban, it comes out there's no stira, because Lamaisa, you thought the Machaber Lamaisa, it comes out that it's really what? Really, they're all the same Shita. So if the Rosh is really like the Ramban, it's not a notion of Yada. You have to actually pass by. So Yada means passing by. So if you learn like the Beis Yosef, Lamaisa's shot in the rod, shot in the rush, that he's learning like the Ramban. So Mamela's no three sheeters, Mamela have no steer. Okay? Nonetheless, please, I want you to get that. The partial presentation of three sheeters, but the way the Beis Yosef has it, he's Masber, the rush holds on to the Ramban, so the Yadda really means you have to pass in front of the base. Okay, it's a machlokes, because you got to get that between the Bach and the Beis Yosef, what the rush holds. Is the rush a separate sheeter, Lamaisa? The tour is supposed to like the Bach too. If you saw it, Lomai said that the Rosh is a separate sheet. But the Beis Yosef put together the Ramban, Rabbi Rukhman, and the Rosh together. Okay. Now, how does the Ramah say it? The Ramah says, like the Ran and the Rav Yo, they are not chayav to crawl on the kasha unless you're there, B'shas to see the Shama. But in the Mice, if you hear that they died, you chayav to cry, and Sabal Olav. We'll see what that means. Maybe one day, chisel down an hour, like we said from the Shach. So therefore, we're very makel on this concept, halacha lemaisa. The Pnei Baruch and Rebbe Avadya and the Chazon Avadya, Yaakov Yosef, right? Shenogu hayom, lowly crawl on him kasher. We have a minute not to, and the Shulchan Gavoh is mazmer because everyone is muksuk the kashers. And mainly, you have to tear kriya at every person. Vein l'davar sof. Vein l'davar sof. Plus the fact, the Sefer Chinuch Chisda points out, I want you to get this down, Chelik Aleph, Tachnun Tes, Omid Gimel. He gives another Sfar L'Hakel. You know, not everyone is the same, guys. So you're going to have people that are going to what? That are not good guys. And they say, oh, I got to tear kriya for this guy? Come on, the guy was a horrible guy. It's going to generate lashon hara. So they have this notion, you know, it's going to generate lashon hara. Why should I tear kriya on this guy? The guy wasn't Tzar of Kitzes, he was a bad guy, and therefore lemaisa were chayshisham ibud levushim im yikru osa, right? And therefore the chayshisham what losing their wardrobe if they tore kriya. So the whole thing is going to be lemaisa. Every person is most of the kashrus, and. Therefore, ain't the double self, and plus the fact that my call is a little sharp. But I think you have to go back to what we've been saying before. And that is that people, it's a notion expression of covenant. And it's their kriya for God. There's an implicit mechila, guys. There's an implicit mechila, just like the secondary relatives we said. And I think that's what it's coming from as well. Allah Almighty. So the bottom line is that we are considered to be makel on this din about an Adam kosher, and at least certainly about hearing about it, Almighty. Certainly about hearing about it, being near Rishas Asiya Shoshoma, we go back to that machlokes we had. Remember, we said that I was happy. I found that Ramosha was chaylik against the Gesher Achayim Lamaisa and the Chazon Avadya. Ramosha said you should do it. Allah Lamaisa Rishas Asiya Shoshoma, but Lamaisa, at least about hearing or being there or seeing it, that you certainly can be making. Okay, let's get to the next Nakuda and finish off Sivvav. 1 second, Zach. Let's get to this Nakuda. And that is the following. I want you to see the Pesukei Teshuvah and Sivkan Zayin, where what emerges here is, are Talmidei Chachamim potter from this Kriya and an Aram Kasha? Let's get this. Are you with me? A Talmid Chacham, is he potter from this Kriya and an Aram Kasha? So the Ramban says absolutely he's potter. And the Pesukei Teshuvah is mazber because it's like Zaken Hen Ofik Foydoi. What is the famous din of Zaken Hen Ofik Foydoi? But more about Mitzvah Daf Lamed Beis that says a Talmid Chacham does not have to return a lost object; it's going to be embarrassing. Talmid Chacham has to return a garment, you know, of someone that won't be coveted, or even return a basketball. It's not being coveted. He's potter. Now, once you get down, there is a Machleis Ram in the Rosh. Can he be machmer on himself? There is a Machleis Ram in the Rosh, and we gave a whole chabur on that once. Bakshi Daron has all shtickle turn is safer. Do you view the din of Midas Chasidis going above the let alone? Is it din klali or din prati? If it's a din klali, then you can't put matters in your own hands. It's going to cause a kol Hashem. But if it's a din prati and I'm fulfilling a mitzvah of Hashem, then I have to do the mitzvah. I want to do Hashem Zaveda. I can take that upon myself. Everyone follow those two approaches? It's a beautiful lumnus for Bakshi Daron. There's a lot of nafkaminis on that. But here, for a Talmid Chacham to tear Kriya, for an Aram Kasha who's a lower level of learning than him, that's a tour of Zaken and Thik Fighting. It's like Amina the Hebrew. A God is not Mechuyiv Omer V'Nechon. And the Rav Yoh and the Rosh say, no, a Talmid Chacham is just like any other person, you're Mechuyiv to tear Kriya for Aram Kasha. So how do we pass it? So the Mechaber holds like the Ramban, that Talmid Chacham are Pturim Kriya Zu, Mamish the Potter, and the Shach quotes the Rav and the Rosh, so you're not sure whether how he's passing. He just quotes all the Shittas. But I wanted you to see that Pesukei Teshuvah, where he quotes from the Agudas Ezo, the Kudus Olam Bachus, that Talmid Chacham Rechayim Mikriya and another Talmid Chacham is on the same level of learning. Talmid Chacham was on the same level of learning. Is he like an Aram Kasher? Then you be Potter. Or is he like a Talmid Chacham Lomaisa? And then what? You are Mechuyev. Don't get me wrong, he's a Talmid Chacham in all other areas. But for purpose of Kriya, do you view a Talmid Chacham in the same level of learning as you, that's Nifter, as like an Aram Kasha, then you'd be Potter? Or is he like a Talmid Chacham? And that's proof of the Machlokes. So he claims that Kudus Ezo, the Kudus Olam Bachus, is going along the mechanics, as Jacob and Zach said, Lamais is going along, Jacob and Yudah said, it's going along the mechanics of the Ramban, that it's of the same level, then you're Mechuyev. But anything less than that, Lamaisa, anything less than that, it's Zaken and Kfoto, and you're going to be potter. And Lamaisa, it comes out that the Pesukei Teshuvah is doichet. It's mashim from him that you are potter completely, Lamaisa. You're potter completely from this Kriya. So even if he's on your same level, he's viewed as like an Aram Kasher, and you be potter. So please get that down, Allah Lamaisa. It comes out to be a machloikis. But it's an interesting, I want you to know that din, how he uses Zaken Lech Kfoto, that it's an issue of what? It's an issue of manifestation of Kavod, this notion of Kriya, without a doubt. Yes, Zach, you had a question before. Go ahead.
In the cases where we say there's implicit Nechila, would tearing Kriya still be allowed, or would it be considered?
I don't think so. It might be a problem about Tashas. Then you get in Machlis Ram Rosh with the rest of the world. Okay, that finishes up Siv Vav. Let's get to Siv Zayin now, guys. Let's go right to Siv Zayin, which is a little bit later in the Mar Mekaymus. But let's get to Siv Zayin. Yishalmi Loi Kotun, the Birgimel of Azayin says, Kishim Shekorna Chachamim, Ka Korna Tamideyin. There's a notion of tearing Kriya and a Tal Chacham that dies. And the Mechaber writes, Al Chacham, Al Tamid Chacham, Korna Lav Afil Lachar Kfurim, Yom Shmuel. Even if it's after Lavai, you heard about it, Imu Tok Shloshim, the Korea Allah Bishas Es Beidah. And the Ramah adds, based on the Torah, Mitz Yosef, Lo Korah B'Yom Shmua, Ukvar Avar Zman Es Beidah, Lo Korah Shuv Ben Akorah. If you missed everything, you didn't do B'Yom Shmua, You didn't do it as Fado, so then it's too late already. So what is the Shir Kriya? How long do we do this? Lamaisa, what is the Shir? Not how long, or what? How much do you tear? So the Mechaber quotes a Rambam. The Rambam in Ilchos Avot Perek Tes Vav Yud Aleph says, the Koron of Achim, the Galus Libo, it's like a parent. The Kvarnogu, Tamil Chom, the Chomakum, the Kroal said, Tefach, we minimize it a minute to a Tefach, Afa Bishem Shavin, Menechen, Nehem, Lavin, Eschavero. Even though Lamaisa, they're equal, and each one did not Lamaisa teach, but since they're all in together, we're Medayik that we do Dir Kriya, and the Shir became a Tefach. Even though he started off saying the din is like a parent. The Beis Yosef says, Ramadayeh, from the Rambam, he says, Tamachachem Godel. Tamachachem Godel. Lo korei al Tamachachem Karim, shalomadu menu mashu. Osush ke mashmi aramban varan. So Beis Yosef is Medayeh, if someone is not on the same level, so if one is bigger than the one who died, then there is no din kriya. That's the Beis Yosef is Medayeh, and it's mashu like that way, from the Rabban and Ran is the Yukin the Rambam. Okay, now what Lamaisa, what type of quality Tamachachim we're talking about? So I gave you the Gemara in Shabbos that says, Amr Yechanan, Ezo Tamachachim Kosher, Sholom Sol Dvar, Lachim Rom Afilu Mesechus Kala. Who knows Mesechus Kala? It's the price of Ketanis. Remember we said in the beginning? It's in the back of Mesechus of Avodah Zarah. The Mesechus of Ketanis, they're not even one of the 63 Mesechus. But Tamachachim is someone who knows. Even what? Even Mesechus Kala, the first line is Kala Bol Bracha, Asur Labal Kenidin. That's why it's a very important Shever Bracha, because they're said at a wedding. You don't mess them up. When I'm a Sadar Kedusha, I give the card to the guy. I can't tell you how many times I've seen the cater mess it up. The order gets messed up, and it's a problem, because then you could get into a problem. Kala Bol Bracha, Asur Labal Kenidin. I myself give the card out under the chuppah to the guys that say the bracha. This fellow knew Kol Torah Kula. He's not even learning Mesechus Kala. They ask him a question, he knows it right on the spot. Even Mesechus Kala. This is the definition that Rabbi Yochanan gives. Now in Moed Katan, if you shall me, in Perakim Halacha Zayin, it says that someone who learns Halachas Vaad Torah, that you get a chance to look up what that meant. Pashuk Shah, what does that mean? It means that he knows the Torah so well, but it seems to be, he knows even the Makaris. That's the way that Pnei Moshe is Mazur this thing. Kosh Hashanah Lachas Vaad Torah. Now he doesn't know the dinim, he knows the Makairis. He can tell you what all the Makairis are. He's in the middle of the business meeting. No, he's got to learn now. I don't care. In the middle of a deal. I don't care. You learn. They say his divrei Torah, the mismatters. I'm sorry. No. Tani, Kosh Hashanah Sublimation. Anything they ask him, he can answer. So you have these different definitions. But the bottom line is, what's the sheet in the Rishonim and the Halacha of tearing Kriya for a Tamachachim and Mace? That was Mace. God forbid. So the Beis Yosef here quotes from the Rambam the Rosh. It means even Mesechus Kala. You can answer anything in Dvar Halacha, even Mesechus Kala. The Maram says, Davka Chochem Shiyodim Atzibre Shkidushav Kedibre Abayim. In other words, they know his Kedushim. You don't have to know Kol Torah Kula. This is just Shita, the Maram. It's much more Mekel. They know his Shita, the Lamais. They know his Kedushim. So how do we paskin? So the Mechaber paskins like the Ram, the Rosh, much more Machmer. He has to know Kol Torah Kula, Lamaisa. Sholos of the Racha, B'chol Makom V'omra. Yitir Kriya, even after Kvura, B'yom Shmo, if it's Tok Shloshim. And the Ramah is much more Mekel. He paskins like the Maram. In Korna El Achof El and King Rabo Oshiyodim Ashmuosim, you know his Chidushim Shechidish Dino Rabo Kenogel Hakav Ibnus Eilu. So the Ramah says the minig is to be Mekel on this Halacha. The minig is to be Mekel on this Halacha, and that's what we assume. Lamaisa, we assume that we're Mekel on this din. And the Shach says, what do you mean? Why are we Mekel? Why is the minig oil not the Kriya on Tamid Chacham? Even if they're not Tamid Chacham, then you know it's Chidushim. So he wanted to tine that perhaps we're so much on the Gemara that a Tamachachim is only someone that knows Mamish Kol Torah Kula. And nowadays, the Aguda says we don't have those types of Tamachachim. Kol Shekin in Dorenu, he says the Aguda was the times of the Rishonim. They didn't have such a Tamachachim. If the Aguda was saying that the times of the Rishonim, I don't know when the Aguda lived, maybe the 1200s, 1300s. We have to check. Kol Shekin in Dorenu, Zach, don't you usually know they, when the Rishonim lived? Koshkem b'doreinu l'maisa. So you'll check for us later. Koshkem b'doreinu. He says we don't have kamecham like this. So the Yaakov Yosef echoes this. We don't dare agree on a chacham ein l'davar sof unless he's rabo muvak, which we'll get to right now, going into sifches. Okay.
Well, couldn't you say about Rav Avadia, they actually would have been somebody who knew all that?
Lamaizi is an Amav. Could be they knew. Yeah, could be. Could be he knew Kol Torah Kula. For sure he knew Kol Torah Kula. Okay, but that's what, this is what the Shach says, Halacha Lamaizi. Okay? That's what the Shach says. That's the end of Siv Zayin, Lamaizi. That's the end of Siv Zayin on that Lashon. Okay? That's the end of Siv Zayin. Okay. Let's continue now into Siv Ches, guys. Let's go. Here we go. Kriya Arabah. Gemara about Metzia wanted you to see, quotes three shittas in Tanoi. Quotes a Bryce Lama Gimel Alf. Talmud, it says Tanur Abana, Rabo Shamru. Mishnah over there says you have to make a decision, triage decision. You have a lost object. Do you return to your father or Rabo Muvak? Mishnah passes you return to your Rabo Muvak because your father brought you in Olam Hazeh. The Rabo Muvak brought you in Olam Haba. Gemara says, what is Rabo? Three shittas. Remeir says he taught you chachma, taught you lombus, not a rabbi that taught you mikra and mishnah. Reb Yudah says no. Rov chachma comes from, doesn't have to dafke be gemara, but rov your wisdom comes from him. And then the third shita is Reb Yossi. Even if he taught you one mishnah, it's enough. One mishnah, it's enough. Amazing. Three shittas in Tanoim. Okay. So Lamaisa, the Gemara tells a story. And Rava gives you an example of he taught you how to learn a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Kalim, that it was a froth spoon to take the broth off the soup. Then the Gemara tells a story that Shmuel tore his garments when he heard the death of a certain Rav who was masmer to him a certain Mishnah. The Mishnah was one where you take a key, throw it at the armpit, another key over quick. We're talking about different Kalim that were in Maseches Tumah, how to be Masvid the Mishnah. Taught him one thing. And then Ula goes on and says, Tamecham and Bavel, stand from front of the Terkriya. So you have these three shittas in Tanoi. Now, I want to point out, Lamaisa, the Rav assumes here is a Davar Pashut, which we're going to take issue with. And who are we? But we have no Torah. Torah, we have to say. The Rav says, when it comes to Amida and Kriya, we pass like Rav Yossi. When it comes to the Maxer Aveda, we paskin, you need to be Rabo Mufak. That's what the Rav assumes. Please get that down. The Rav assumes we make a split. When it comes to Amida and Kriya, we hold like Rav Yossi. Then you tear Kriya, even if it's not your Rabo Mufak. When it comes to Aksaras Aveda, you need a Rabo Mufak. That's not true, I don't think. Who am I to say? I'm just pointing out. Reb Yosef says, Rashi tells the Russian run who gives a tour. They say we paskin like Reb Yosef. But the Rambam and the Ramban say not that way. They paskin like Reb Yehuda. For purpose of Kriya Yehudit? For purpose of Kriya, they paskin like who? The Rambam and the Ramban? They paskin like Reb Yehuda. And how does the Mechaber paskin? So I'd like to ask on the Rav. Why does the Rav assume that we pass the Rav with Kriya? It's not true. The Mechaber passes the Ram and the Ramban that we pass the Kriya on Rav, Shurav, Chachamasu, Imenu. He's a Rav and Muvak. Even Shmuel Rechoke, after 30 days, they're about Kriya, I love the Oilu. So I want you to get that down. The Rav assumes that the repulsion that we should all like Rav Yosef for purpose of Kriya. And he says, well, Kriya is an aspect of respect. So he doesn't have to be Rav and Muvak. That's why we hold like Rav Yosef. It's an aspect of respect. So, okay. It's an aspect of respect. You know, Kriya, he says, is an aspect of respect. And therefore, we paskin l'maisa like Rav Yitzchak. But he says, Achzor HaZaveda, no. You need Rabba Muvak, Derechayiv and Kovod, and Mora. Kovod is all the positive things. Mora all the negative things. The Rav said also Mora is respect. And he says, for that, you need Rabba Muvak, Achzor HaZaveda. We're suggesting not that way. The Mechaber is saying that Kriya is much more than that. You need to be Rabo Muvak. Okay, so how do we do it? So the Beis Yosef has the following. That according to Rashi, Taisus, the Rosh, the Ran, and Kiyos, the Tur, you need a Kriya Sheinu Misachet. Just like parents, But please get this down. But it's not Amishu Magal Libo, it's only a Tefach. So it's a Kereshin Misache and a Rabbi Buvik, but it's only a Tefach. The Ramban says, no, it can be a Misache, you can hem it up, and you do a Tefach. Both against what you do by parents. You look in the Gozer Horus on the tour, he says, by Rabbi Buvik, the Ramban is Moida, then it's not, you're not Machal Yoyu. Therefore, on Chaveirim or Rabbi Shin and Buvik, he was just talking about Chavir and Rav Shem Uvach. Okay, possible. But Lamaisa, Pashup Shah and Rabban is that he's arguing. And then there's two other shittas. At least the way the Rav Yo was Masber, the Rambam, you need to do a Keresh in a Misachet, and you need Achim Agala Libo. It's exactly like a parent. Rav Mufak is exactly like a parent. Bidiyuk like a parent. That's according to the Rav Yo's Pshat in the Rambam. Please get that. And then lastly, the Shiltas and the Maharam Mordechai say you can do whatever you want. Kolech lefim min hago. Those are the Shittas and Rishon. So how do we paskin? So we paskin l'maisa, mechaber sosim like the Rambam. That we hold like who? We hold like Rabbi Yosi. I'm sorry, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore you need what? Rabbi Muvak. And he says l'maisa, your Korah, kol b'gadol achim megalo libo. Mamish. Mamish like the Rama. Then he quotes Yeshua Ben Korel, Tafach, Ben Amachal Yoyu. Okay? Ben Amachal Yoyu. So that's a little bit of a split. That was the first Shita. Rashi tells you the rush around the Yosef in the tour. And then he points out, this is what I wanted you to see, the Chaim de Hilchos Kovod Rabba. Where is that in your day? Resh Mem Hei. Resh Mem Bei Sifchav Hei. What does the Mechaber say? Kishi Yamus Rabo Kore Kolbe God of Kroh Kobe Rashi Megal Libo Yeshomen and Kore Ela Tefach Veinamach Liola Umis Abel Alav Bechalitza. What does Misabel Alav Bechalitza mean? Bira Goyla there shoes Nun Gimel Turbis Yomosh Rambam Perish Bechalitza Chalitza is Minah. You're supposed to miss Abel taking shoes hold dinner when it's mixed Yom Nisa an hour mixes Yom Shmur an hour. One day, chisel down to an hour. Okay? So that's what Maisi says, look in your day, and that's exactly what the Mechaber says. Okay? So the bottom line is, Lamaisi says that we do chisel it down to an hour, like the Taz says, Hashem the Rokeach. Rabbi Shalom the Chachel Yoshua Yomecha Shachas Vavelus. And there were Talmidim of the Rav, when the Rav was Nifter, that tore Kriya and sat on the floor for an hour. Okay? There were Talmidim of the Rav that did that. And that was Rabbi Muvak. They felt that maybe it not have been. You see, the Marik has a comment that our Sfarim, we don't have a Rabbi Muvak nowadays, because our Sfarim are. It could be that the Derech that they taught them, in essence, was a Rabbi Muvak. Okay. Let's close this sif off with what's the din of a Rabbi She'eno Muvak, which is really any generic Talmud Chacham. Im lo lamed rov chachamotzim in a korelav ela kedin shar mason shumis abo alehem. That you do a tefach and you can hem it up, even if you learned only one thing, ben cotton, ben gadol, korea olov. Even if you learn one thing. Now, I was thinking that Mishnah Novice, David called Achitofel. Achitofel was a horrible guy, but he taught him one thing. Called him Rabbo. Would that be Lamaisa? Would he tear on that? Probably that would go back to the Shiloh we had, remember, about Russia. Remember we had that Shiloh about Russia? What you do about a Russia, Allah HaMaisa? Remember we had that? So that would probably go back on that. Because there's a general machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur and the Rambam, whether a father is a Rosh is a Chiv Kibur Aveh. Machlekes Machaber Amon Shulchan Aruch. Interesting. But nonetheless, Machaber writes, if he's a Stam Rav, or a generic Talmud Chacham, Korea Lov, and the Rambam writes, he says, Yeshom de Kereshah, Rabbi Shemuvak, Nami Enam Misachet. He says, even that is not Misachet. Yeshom de Enshuchim, the Kroy, El Rabbi Shom, the Rofech Moso, Avachaverim, Alomnim Zem Zeh, Oshihir Enam Bidavarechet. They give and take, Enam Lachum Abamo, Echle Nog, Nog, Echle Lono, Nog, Nain Morin came, Chen Nog, Lahakam, and Israel, and the Ramah himself signs off by saying, we don't do this. And again, the echoing of the Yisra Baltash is also is hovering in our minds, and I think that also had to do with it, Allah Lamais. But you see that the Talmud Chacham and Bavel, they were omen for each other, the Torah Kriya for one another, Gemara says above Metzia, and And Lamaisa, they show great cover for one another in that sense. Okay, fine. Okay, that finishes up Sif what? Sif Ches. So we have Hevav, Zion, and Ches. Now let's go to Sif Yud Aleph now. Okay, guys, let's get going. Okay, here we go. The Gemara says in Moikotin, presents the Mahdi, the Raisa, our Gemara. The Gemara presents, what do you do about a woman? Called Bezim and Bez. Gemara has in the very middle of the Raisa there. Rafi, we learned it together when Yehudu and Sheva Ruffus. So the Gemara says about Bezim and Bez, quotes, Echad Isha, Echad Isha. Both a man and woman are obligated to dear Kriya. Hoshub Shah. The Ksav Yad here says it's talking about when you're mourning for parents, both men and women have to tear all their shirts that they're wearing. That's how Rashi says in the Ksav Yad. Okay? But Hoshub Shah is that it's not just talking about parents. Okay? Comes along the second shita, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Aisha Karos is a tachton, Machsir lachorel, the Choseris, the Karas is a Elio. Shimon ben Elazar says, a woman for the sake of modesty, Lamaisa, if she's mourning for a parent, has to do her inner garment, so her skin remains covered by her outer garment. But she should turn the tear to the back, so when she rents the outer garment, her skin remains covered by the back of the inner garment, which was turned to the front. You follow me? Now, according to the Rambam, an undershirt doesn't have to be torn. Right? So you have to say that, Lamaisa, we're not talking about that, the Ritva says. Right? We're apparently saying that women didn't generally wear such undershirts. Or, what you have to say is that it's a breach of sneis for a woman to expose her undershirt. Okay? Nonetheless, the Poshup Shot is that if Shimon Luz is coming to argue with the Tanakhama Poshup Shot, who does not allow a woman Lamaisa, is coming to argue on the Tanakhama, and the Tanakhama Poshup Shot, Lamaisa, doesn't allow a woman to perform the Kriya differently. Okay? Tanakhama says Echad Isha, Echad Isha. Doesn't say that. Seems to be a Machlaikis. Okay, now let's point out on this din, which is very fascinating. Okay, Tosis on the bottom, yes, points out Tesa Ra, Pasuk Shimon ben Elazar, Halacha Divya Amekabal, Frek Tosis against the din. The Gemara Chavavim days we mentioned before, Halacha Divya Amekabal, it's not by what? Not by Kriya. This is talking about Kriya. And there's no doubt that this is a Kula, guys. Shimon Luzer is definitely a kula. She has to do it differently, you know. She has to do it differently. The first she says, no, you can't do it differently. How are you going to answer that kasha? So the Bach answers the kasha. And the Bach says, very beautifully, I want you to get it. The Bach answers the kasha. And the Bach says in Os Yud Aleph that Lamaisa, that's the Gemara Ver Chavavim Beis, when Lamaisa, Shmuel Paskin said Allah could even make a by Avelis, and when it came to Kriya, he was Machmer. So that's when you have a Psak. So the Allah could even make a by Avel is only by Avel. But when there is no Psak, Heichel lo nifsek halacha, the stomach is no difference, and even by Kriya you can be made. That's what the Bach writes in Os Yud Aleph to forever Tosis Kasha. So I want you to get that, okay? That's what he wants to answer. You take a look at Os Yud Aleph. That's how forever that Tosis. But the bottom line is that we have to see Lamaisa, how we paskan on this shayla. Very, very important. Okay, like every shayla. So the Rambam writes in the Chazava Pirkei Tesa Lachal, straight up like the Tanakhama. Woman tears kriya like a man, passes like the Tanakhama, no problem. Let me ask you then, why are we worried about her hurim? Woman tears the kriya. So here, you could say over in one of two ways. The Mordechai says the Yitzhar doesn't work when someone's in Suris. no, she's in service. You're not going to, Yetzer is not going to work. Number two, the Rambam writes that the woman will pin it up immediately or will mend it, shlima. Not perfectly, not ichui, but will do shlima. Okay? Those are two approaches as to why we're not worried about it. But the Rambam passes straight up like the Tanakhama. So that's smack against Tosfos. Because Tosfos said, we pass him like who? Like Rav Shimon Lozer. So you see, the Rambam's clearly arguing against that. The Riffin Tour say, no. That we pass him like Rav Shimon Lozer? What do you mean pass like Shimon Lozer? Because there's no machlokes. Rav Shimon Lozer is being mazbed the Tanakhama. The way your Goros to Gomorrah is like this, guys. Echad Eish, Divrim Shimon Lozer, Shem Shimon Lozer, Oimer, Aisha Karasa Tachtin. They had a different Gerson and Gemara, that it wasn't a lot like us. Please get that. That's how the Riff and the Torah have Gerson and Gemara. So how do we paskin? So the Machaber holds like the Riff, that were Choshish Lahira Aveira, and therefore a woman has to turn it around. That's what Pnei Baruch says as well. Now the Shach writes, we're talking about Kriyan Avdeim, where you have to tear all your Begadim. So he says, even though the Ramah says the minig is not to tear your undershirt, but there still is a chash of Rehuri Aveira when you see the her shirt that is closer to her body is torn. It doesn't have to be her undershirt that do, might cause her Rehuri. But even the shirt that's closer to the body might cause it. So that's why we hold like the Rav Shimon Lazar, we hold like the Rif Lamais and the Tour, and that Gerson. Now, this leads us to the following. There are posts that did away with Kriya in Gansan for women. In Gansan. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu Tzatzal was the chief rabbi of Tzatzal after Rav Avadia Tzatzal. And he has a sefer called the Tzura Chaim. And in the sefer Tzura Chaim, Chuvus, Samach Aleph, he says, Isha Avela lo tikra b'fnei gvarim ela ma'at. Just a little bit. And afterwards, you complete the Kriya in a private room. And you, use a pin, so it's tznius, or lamaisa, or you do tkriya in a side room to get a pnimi, not chitzoni. So he's very, very cognizant of this, and he minimizes it very, very much. Ma'at, he says. But the Chuvus Rav Paulin takes it to the degree that Minigan Baghdad was not take care of kriya at all for women. In the Chuvus Rav Paulin Chelik Gimel Yoreh Simin Chav Zayin, I'll quote you: Lefi Minig Ir Baghdad, Dena Nashim Nogin Lasa Skriyal Ein La Nashim Simani Avelis Kiim Chimu Shobchir. They cry, the tzakas goes, they yell out, the Dipuach Hashem, they tap their heads because they're all upset, but no kri at all. Asher, the Chuvus Rav Paulin says it's befeish, and Lamaisa. As I said in the Tzura Chaim, Mordechai Eliyahu, he says, Yeshin Eidus Anagos, Shenoshim Ein Kors Klal. He says, there are groups, Sephardic, Yidin, Veroi Linom came, Bechol Makom, Sheishloch Lepritzis, Ubeprav Begodim Ketzerim Sheakriyatos Lepritzis. He said, there's an element of Pritzis, forget about it. However, Bavadya, please get it down. Yabi Oimer, Chelik Vav Yerdeh Simul Ambeish, Yeshlovatul Minig Anoshim Shebebovel, Hanimnos Mikriyas Akrovim. Get rid of that. They're just as Mechuyiv as men. Shu Minig Tos. And the Chazan of Adya says it. Reis Lam and Ches. Thank you for Yehuda for purchasing. For his Chelik Alatin and Kriya. Amud Reis Lam and Ches. Chazan of Adya says a Minig Tos. Big Machlaikis Lamaisa. Big muffins. And Ashkenazic women do it. Halacha l'maisa. We don't do away with it. They do it, but they pin it up. Okay. Let's continue now.
Ready?
Yes. Real quick, Raf. Go ahead.
Where is the makom to completely go against the Gemara? Like, I understand there's priests, but the priests then also, like, do they think they know better than the Gemara? No, I'm not with them. It just seems very extreme.
How do you updo it? How do you undo it?
How do you undo it?
Maybe it's a different makom. Maybe it's a different makom. When there are times of pritzis l'maisa, there is a concept of called makaron shishlom and adin. Gemara Sanhedrin and vavam and aleph. So therefore, the times are different l'maisa, and therefore they can make an exception. Makaron shishlom and adin. Gemara says a man lived with his wife under a tree. They killed him. It was his wife. They killed him though. It's not pritzis. The pritzis was so bad. Gemara says a guy rode a horse on Shabbos. They flogged him. It's a drobonim. There's a concept called Makaron Shalom and Adin. So in that, we're saying this here. Okay, but like I said, Ashkenazim do it, and Ravadi says you should do it too. Okay, let's continue now. What about swapping the godin? Let's go. Swapping the godin. Sifyut Dalet. Okay? And Sifyut Dalet. Gemara says, the Maisa, and Choftal Malav, it's hard to find. Zach, we found it for you, yes?
Yeah.
Gemara, like, in Choftal Malav says, Tanya. Okay? Choftal Malav is tucked away there. Choftal Malav. Gemara says, Tanya, Ovo, Kol Shiva, Korea, Lefonavi, Bolachlif, Maklif, the Korea. Shabbos, Korolachar, Bolachlif, Maklif, in a Korea. Oh? So Gemara says, the Feirish, then we're as a Machlaikis. Gemara says, Tanya, Bikahi, Bikhor, Ovi, Bimo, also Korea, Misachin, Ain, Misachin, Tweegaba, Avuder, of Oshiv, or Kapara, Chadarain, Misachin, Chadarain, Misachin. So this is the Bavli that says, are you allowed to swap a godim after you tore a kriya and put on a new shirt? That's the Bavli. So the Bavli says, Kol Shiva, if you want to switch, switch. But you got to tear a kriya again. Shabbos, if you don't have another begodim, turn it around. If you want to switch on Shabbos, you can switch. You know, not correct. Okay. Yishalmi, your Perikim Lachet says like this. Harishai Machlev begodim Kol Shiva, Chayev Likros Kulim. Reb Chia Rava, Reb Chia Avuyid, Reb Yoshe, Tarvin, Amrin, Kulun. All begotten in tear for parents, Asurim be'ichui. Bar Kapor Ein Lecha Isur be'ichui, El Yom HaRishon Bilvad. I want you to know that day in Yushami. Ein Isra be'ichui, El Yom HaRishon Bilvad. So the Mechaber writes based on this, Al-Kol HaMesim, in Bol HaHachlif, this is Sifu Dawa, Al-Kol HaMesim, in Bol HaHachlif, Tok Shiva Yomim, Machlif Vena Korea. You want to switch during Shiva? Gezutra, you can switch. And you do not have to do Kriya. You do not have to do Kriya. Al-Kol HaMesim, says the Mechaber, in Balachli Tok Shiva, Yom Machli Vina Koreh. What do you do for parents, though? So here the Beis Yosef says, Rav Haigon says, you just tear the Beged Elyon on the new cloth of a parent. And the Rabbana rushes, forget about it. You got to do Kriya on all the begotten. So the Mechaber writes, Al-Kol HaMesim, meaning Shar Mesim, you could swap and you don't have to do Kriya. Al-Avivimo Machlich Tol Shiva Korea Kol HaBegadim Shu Machlich Veino Ma'achol Yolom Kamo Pab Rishon. Everything's identical. You can't get out of it for a parent. You want to swap because Zutra Reina many times you need Kriya and Veino Ma'achol Yolom. The Shach says on Shabbos Shu Machlich Veino Korea, if you don't have another Begadim, just turn around to Kriya. Okay. This is where the Pnei Baruch points out, let's get it. The Pnei Baruch points out, Alpid Orchos Chaim. Okay, and Sif Aleph, Sif, I'm sorry, Simon Aleph, Sif Chav, please get this Pnei Baruch. He quotes Alpid Orchos Chaim. Chain Sarich Lezar, Ber Shabbos, Shul, Lachli, Vibo Yom. Don't start switching your clothes at 2 in the afternoon. Vim Hichlif, you'll need a Kriya. Vim Hichlif, somebody quotes a Begit Hichlif. And believe you me, it's your Shabbos suit, Shabbos shirt. You don't want to tear Kriya on that. So don't do it too early. Oh, so this leads us to the Taz here in Sifkot and Zion, which I wanted you to see. Quotes his father on the Bach. Shema Rav Menachem Mitz. He saw this Bach. The Bach says, Acher Shiva Yochel Lilbosh Begadim Yishonim. After Shiva, you can wear gold clothes. Sheyadua Shalom Shosam Kodim Lavilusa. Everyone knows you wore them before your mourning. Off below Kriya. So the Bach says, after Shiva, you can wear old clothes. Don't worry about it. You don't need to tear Kriya on them. No one's going to be chosh of you. Everyone's going to think those are the clothes you wore before the Shiva. What on earth is the Bach being mechadish? So don't repulse him. Don't repulse him. The Rav HaShulchan asks, Sifu Dalet, what is the chiddush of the Bach that after Shiva, you can wear old clothes without Kriya? Talk Shiva, you tear Begadim. Not after Shiva. So I want to say over three pshatim to forever, what is the chiddush of this Bach? Let's get it. It's a Bach being mechadish. Number one, it could be that there's a mistake in the Bach. The Chachma Sodom, the Beis Lech Muted, and the Chuvish Sutz Eliezer are medayik from the Taz. We're not talking about Acher Shiva. It's a mistake. It should say B'Tov Shiva. And the Chiddush of the Bach is it's muchach that the Avil's wearing the Gadim old clothes, you don't have to do Kriya. Because everyone understands if he's wearing the old clothes, they're not choshed him that he didn't tear Kriya. He's wearing the old clothes, you follow me? For some reason, I don't know, maybe he wants to be comfortable, wants to relax. No one's going to be choshed him that Lamaisa didn't tear Kriya. They're soaked the spirit from his new clothes, regular clothes, that we're not choshed. So the box in the Chadesh, that talk shiva, you can wear them, no problem. Okay? Why you don't have to tear Kriya on those? We're stumbling about Shar Mason and not Avivimo, because Avivimo, you have to tear Kriya again? So you have to assume that they're assuming Shar Mason. It's one Mahal. Number two. The Chuvis Sitz Eliezer says, Alpidin Shire Bracha, that we are talking about after Shiva. But what's the Chiddush? That Tok Shiva, you cannot wear old clothes if you don't tear Kriya on them. You cannot. It's basically much different than the first Teretz. It's against the first Teretz. You keep the Gersa Achar Shiva, and the Chiddush, what he was saying, is that only Achar Shiva can you wear those old clothes. Tok Shiva, you cannot wear old clothes unless you tear Kriya on them. You can't be wearing any clothes, Tok Shiva, you don't tear Kriya on, even if they're old. That's the second shot, which is much more stubborn, because going to the first shot, why should you be able to be sitting in the Begadim? Even Shar Mason, we said, Lamaisa. Even Shar Mason, we said, Allah Lamaisa. Well, actually, with Shar Mason, we say, don't have to be, you can swap, you don't have to be correct. So maybe that's what he was saying. But Lamaisa, the second Terence, I think, is much, the second Terence is saying, Bichlal, you never can wear new old clothes if you didn't tear a Kriya on it. Okay? Which seems to be against the Machabes Pesach. As I said, you could swap by Shar Mason, at least by a parent. But the fact that there's no distinction, you get the impression he's talking about all types of people, even parents. That's why I think it's a big chiddush to say, Lamaisa, that first Terence that say, no, you can sit there, even with parents, with old clothes and not tear Kriya. It's a chiddush difference. And then lastly, the third Terence, also based on the Sitz Eliezer has in this piece, Chelek A, Siman Lamentes Os Dalet, it's in the Ramas Rachel, which is the Siman on Avelis, he's Mechadesh, that after Shiva, you don't need to tear the Begadim that are old. You don't have to tear them, because we're not choshed, that many people will be choshed you and say, oh, these are the Begadim that he sat with during Shiva, and he didn't tear Kriya. And he says, this is the Iker Teretz. So in other words, you're after Shiva, the Chiddush of the Bach is that people say, oh, I don't see any Kriya on these old clothes. Maybe that's what he was sitting during Shiva. It must be a Shagetz. He didn't do Shiva. He didn't do Kriya. We're not choshed for that. That's the Iker Teretz that he wants to say. Okay? So I want you to get those three Terutzim to prepare for this Bach. Okay, let's finish up the Siv. And that is, are you allowed to switch Begadim before the Kvur, before the Levaya? So, the Chidah writes, you are. But if you do it, you're going to need Kriya on that new Begadim that you put on. You can switch them, Lamaisa. You can switch them. But if you switch them, you should know you got to do Kriya again. Allah Lamaisa. However, Ravadia writes, I'll be the Kedushin, will be Urim and Brenneman, that if you're Machlif, you swap the Begadim for the Levaya, and you're still upset about it, you don't need to do Kriya. Machlif in a Korea. Even if you're Machlif, Kodim the Kfura, which you still have the Chaminis, he says Machlif in a Korea, and he's Messiah that we should what? We really should be Machlif, not to let the guy swap it all, Shalom Tzar. He shouldn't really switch the clothes. I didn't really say that. Berkei Yosef says you shouldn't swap the clothes. If you did, you need to do Kriya. Rabbi Avadi says, no, if you swap, you don't need to do Kriya. But we should be machmir not to swap them for the Leviathan. Okay. Now, you always have it out, the Rama says, b'shem the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, b'shem the Raivin, all Mason, you can tear the Kriya behind you, Tok Shiva, except by father and mother, it's always got to be exposed in the front. But by the Shar Mason, you can turn it around, not a problem, Halach Lomaisim. Okay, fine. That finishes up Sif Yudal. Now let's go to Sif Tedvav, guys. Okay? Let's go to Sif Tedvav. Shalila v'ichui abegim. Let's go. So the Gemara writes on Chavbezim and Beis, the Feirush. Let's get to it. The Gemara writes, I'll call him a some kulon shoyla. You do a clumsy type of stitching. I'll call him a some kulon shoyla achashidim. You could do a very good one, like the Taz is where it's, you know, everything's equal to it. You could do it after Shloshim. Al Avivimo, Sholalak or Shloshim, Be'enamachal Yoylum. The Isha Shalat Alatam Nikvoyde. A woman can hem it up immediately. Sloppy wise, but not Machet Nikvoyde. So the Machaber writes, Beferish, Al Kolavesim Sholo, Lacher Shiva, Machet Lacher Shloshim. Al Avivimo, Sholalak or Shloshim, and a woman is shol up and nikvoda. So, very important, the Ramah says, v'shem the marivayel. When we say that shlila is aser, that's even to pin it up with a pin is aser, to connect with the safety pin. And there are makomas that are machmer, even on charmesim, not to do shlila tol shloshim. And if they are machmer, you shouldn't pin it up, even with a pin, during those 30 days. And then the sefer mishka to ravusa. One of the great Gedolim, Rav Nissel Rafal Alfasi, one of the great Sephardic Goyim in the 1700s, is quoted in Pesukei Tshuva, is quoted in Pnei Baruch. He says, if someone else did it for you, or you yourself did it when it was Aser, you'd have to tear Kriya again. Amazing. If you did it, someone else was hemmed it up, or you did it, it's mind that it's Aser, you have to do tear Kriya again, Halacha L'maaseh. Interesting. Okay. This is the Sefer Mishka de Ravusa. His name is Rav Nisso Rafal Alfasi. Okay? He was born in Fez, Morocco. He made Aliyah. He was in Tunis for a long time. Okay. Let's get to one last Nakuda in the Siv, and then we got to get to Chalitzas Kotev. How does Regel play a role on Shlila and Ichu? How does Regel play a role in it? In other words, you're mavatal shloshim with a regel, but does it also give you a heter of shlila and ichli? Does it affect that? So the Rav Yoh says, no, it doesn't. The regel is mavatal din avelis, but it does not touch the iser ichli or shlila. Kriya needs shiv shloshim shlema. Is that true? That's the Rav Yoh? Because Mamonios quotes the Rav Yoh that says, listen to this, guys. Listen to this. Beis Yosef quotes it. B'shem the Rav Yoh. In Kara Meis Echad Yom Mechel Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Shemutu L'achos Shnei Yom Mechel Yom Kippur Rafi. You tore Kriya one day before Rosh Hashanah. Do the math. You could sew it up 2 days after Yom Kippur. Shiva. Rosh Hashanah Katz is another Shiva. Is 14. Let's say there's 8 days of Yosef Shmei 22. Yom Kippur gives you another 7. You need 2 days after Yom Kippur. What is that mashma? That the regos makatsu the dini achiyu shlila. I thought the Rav Yoh's quoted and say it doesn't touch it. Stira Rav Yoh! So Rabbi Kiveger asks this kasha. Rabbi Kiveger in Moscow, although gives a beautiful teretz. He says, you know what? The kachidish is that regos not mavatal the shloshim, like diminishing ashram. It diminishes it. But it doesn't mavatal. That's how he understood the Ramah. Shatna Ramah. Interesting. So that's all the shita Rav Yoh. Comes along the Ramban and says, no. Regel is mevatel, but did iser, ichli, and shlila. Just like we find by what? By avelus. Zach, I know what you're going to ask. Avelus l'chud, kriya l'chud. The Ramban asks out himself. He says, that all that is that we don't go bust the mako. Allah can do a make of awful. That's only by Avelis, not by Kriya. But regarding other dinim, you can compare them. In fact, what does the Gemara say in our Masechta? In Moikad Yehuda? Adaf Chafim Beis? What does it say? Kriya below Shiva Ika? Doesn't the Gemara have an expression like that? They're inextricably linked, Kriya and Avelis. Kriya below Shiva Ika? Right? They're all inextricably linked. So only the Gabi going bust of the Mekel do we say by Avelis, not by Kriya. Oh, so how do we paskin on this shayla? Let's get it. So the Ramah says, like the Rav Yoh, ein chilukin pogam ben regel alo. Regel's not mavatal kriya. It might diminish it a little bit, but it does not mavatal it. Comes along the gon and the shach, and they say nothing doing. The shach and the gon go against the Ramah, and they paskin like the Ramban. And they say, regel's mavatal shiva, Shloshim, and also Xeris Kriya. All things up to Frank. Mavatal everything. And the minig is what? Boshim Shad, I believe, like the Shach and the Goyim. Well, it's like the Rabban, and we assume that it's Mavatal everything, like Abdi Ichui, and you can bend it up by Shark Roven, and you can use Shlila by Avivimo. Okay. Let's get the Siftet Zayin now. Chalitzis Kotev. Oh. And then tomorrow we'll be able to start with Nasi. Yitzayin will keep moving along. As Max said, we'll tear through the simon. Okay? In a good way. Tearing through the simon in a good way. Okay, hopefully we'll finish one of the Thursday and Friday we'll finish it up. So next we'll get a lot of other topics we gotta get. Okay. Gemara has an amazing line here on Chav Bezum Beis. What is this notion of cholitz? Think about cholitz. Like earlier in Shir, we said the bir agolot said it meant shoes. Does not mean that here. Actually, we'll see. According to most sheep, it does not mean that. What does it mean? So it's very interesting. It means as follows. Okay? Hoshub shad is means ripping your shoulder, the shirt on your shoulder, so your shoulder can be revealed. Okay? That's the Pashuk Shad. In the Ethiotir Kriya, the oval slides his hand through the red portion, exposing his shoulder. That's how Rabbeinu Chananel has it. And his arm, it's also revealed. Rabbi has it in Hukos Avelis Perekhes, Halacha Gimel. The Talmud of Rabbi Chiyumi Paris says he rents his clothes until his shoulder is bare. So he keeps his shoulder bare while following the Aron until the deceased is buried. So the two pshatim lamais, either you want to tear kriya, and then you slide your hand through the torn part to expose your shoulder, or you actually tear kriya big enough that I guess it's going to, reveal the shoulder. I guess if you go down so much, I guess it'll reveal the shoulder. So by sharkrobe, you can do what you want. Avivimo, you have to do it. Maisel b'gadol adorecha, shebeis avivikish lachotz, and the God because God Achar Shimo Lachos Vinim Lochalot told him not to do it because he didn't want to dishonor he was a God. Wouldn't have been the Kovadik because it's going to result in his dishonor. Tamid Rabbeinu Chaperis says. That's Pshat Nikamar. So, what is this concept? Let's get it. So, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rif and the Ram and the Ramban, as we said, with the Yosef, the Tur, say it's the shoulder, Lamaisa. It shows that Lamaisa, you want the one, you expose it to that degree, you tear it that much, Lamaisa, or you put your hand through and you expose your shoulder. Rashi and Bava Kama and David Zayin has a second sheet, the Yitzayin and Avdamas Chalutzi Kotev, where you tore the Bikriya, that's the second sheet I said, till your shoulder is revealed. The third sheet is the Rash, who says, all you do is Chalitz, you take off your outer garment. That's all it means. Looks like your Mesazim Sarkei Meitz. It has nothing to do with the shoulder. Cholitz means remove your outer garment. Get that down. The fourth sheet is the Rav Yoh and the Maram, who say it means taking off shoes, and you go barefoot, which we mentioned this before. You go barefoot to the Mesakvar, so you come back. And that's Rabbi Yisrael Yudah commanded his son to go barefoot when his mother, his wife, his own wife died. So that's a new sheet. It has nothing to do with the third and fourth sheet. Has nothing to do with shoulder. And the last sheet is the Kolbo, Shem Rabbi Yitzchak, the Smak, and the Rosh Chaim, and the Iri. The Miri is right here on the Daf, Chavez and Beis, and the Ritva. I'm going to read you the Lashon. Let's get it. Ritva writes, Hayom, he quotes the Ri. We don't do a Chalitza Skotif. We don't do it. We don't do Chalitza Skotif. So he quotes from the Ri, Chavez and Beis, says, we don't do Chalitza Skotif. What he writes. He says, we don't do Chalitza Kotev, and Chafez of his own original Lashon. Lo yada rizav, achshav lo nago b'chalitza Kotev. Lo yada rizav, the first time, bar b'dovim. We don't do it. Please get it down. Says the Ritva, Yesha Pirshim, Nesha Rov Yisrael Darim ben Agoyim, we live amongst Goyim, Shemay Aligo Alem, they'll make fun of us. Ben Akovach Shemay Sark Lidos, b'chalitza, you have to what? They have to see the chalitza lo mahanigid. So, the reasons why we don't do chalitza sakatit nowadays, the Ritva writes, because they're going to make fun of us. Not cover to the mace, to show it. It's our, then photo show mace. So you have to show it. And if you don't show it, it's like you didn't do anything. So we don't do it. Number two, the Levush. We don't do a police kafe because why? It's a zilusa rabba. So make sure, it's like wearing a shirt without, like wearing your chest without a shirt on. It's not a kafe thing. It's a zilusa rabba.
How can they say that tomorrow?
Even if it's a shuffle, only be soil. It's not covered. How do they come over? Ain't covered, you remain. In those days, it must have been covered, but nowadays, not. And number three, the Aruch HaShulchan. Please get it, sit that vav. In order to do this, you know what's going to happen? The whole beggar is going to be ripped off. Therefore, we don't do it because they're mochan the kavod. The Shevet Yehuda adds on a fourth reason. It says you get a cold. And anytime there's tzar, lo gazarei rabbana. And they didn't want to go differentiate between one season and another season. And then the fifth reason, the Chuvah's Shitz Eliezer, says it's not covered to the mace, because people are going to make fun of it, and it's not covered to Chaim. So he adds on, Lomaisa, these two reasons, it's not covered to the mace, it's covered to Chaim. Okay, so how do we paskin Allah Lomaisa on this? So the Machaber holds like the first shita, which was what? First shita is that you slip your hand in there to get to the hole. If you want to, you do it. On Avimo, you have to do it until he's buried. The Ramah writes, no, nowadays we don't do it. Rav Avadia says the same thing, we don't do it nowadays. But I want you to get this. Rav Avram Yosef Shlita, who's the son of Rav Avadia, writes, Chalitas Katev only exists for a mother, but we don't do it for the father. It's not royal to go after the mita of the father like that. I don't know what the difference is. I was so bothered by that. What's the difference between what? Between the father and mother? Like, get it down. Chalitz Karev only exists for a mother. But a shumof and not by a father. Where do we find the difference? Also, in the Sefer of Ratzon Aros, he says, Manazeh, he says, in the Minig Teman, he says, Rav Ratzon Aros, Shlita. The Minig Teman is they do Chalitz Karev for parents. And the Sefer Yofel Lelev, was written by Yitzchak Falaji, the great Gaon, says, nowadays we don't have the minhag to do chalitz katev. You should stop anyone who does it. And that's what the Shitz Eliezer says, we don't allow one to do it either, halacha l'maisa. So we shouldn't do it. Now, Reb Avadia went back and forth. And we'll close with this. Reb Avadia, they say l'maisa, and when Reb Avadia's mom died, they did it. Tok Talanamis. He said they should do it. And he did it by his Rebbetzin when his wife died too. It was Mitzvah's kids to do it. But then later on in Tuf Shinayin Beis, someone approached him and he said not to do it. So it must be that we go bust the Mishnah Chrono, the last Psak. He said, Ain Lachlot be a Mehmet. So we don't do it, Allah Lamaisa.
What did his children do at his funeral?
I don't know. I would imagine that they followed what the last statement was. And it says in Maseches Smachos, "Akol meisim kula ina cholitz al avimo cholitz va'af avimo ina rotsa lachlotz lo yachlotz." So I want you to get that down. There's a price in Smachos that says, "Ina rotsa lachlotz lo yachlotz." They don't want you to chalitzu meisim shemais avim shurim kiva chotz achirim lefana v'hulo cholitz. He didn't want. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. So lemaisa, even in the Tanaic literature, you have this notion. And the Machaber says, "Ima ben adam gadol." The key was the gadol door. Ben kvoro, he was covered for him to have his shoulder bare. Ben kvoro shiela chalutz kadeh ain't sarach lachlotz. So it says, "Beferish if you're a gadol, it's not becovedik, so you don't do it." Allah lemais, and that's a beferish din. The Shulchan Aruch says it ain't sarach lachlotz. Allah lemais. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow with Av Nasi. We have a lot of lumpus we have to get through tomorrow, and we'll continue on the Siddur. Okay, Rafi's supposed to say the Chabur tomorrow, Mizr Shem. And again, please think.